where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Strong northwesterly wind gusts are in the forecast for this afternoon and tonight. A special weather statement continues for Sarnia Lambton. Environment Canada says gusts near 80 kilometers an hour are expected, and areas near Lake Huron, wind gusts may approach 90 kilometers an hour this evening. Winds will ease late tonight into tomorrow morning as the low-pressure system departs. And because of all the rain, the local conservation authority has issued a water safety bulletin. The St. Clair Region Conservation Authority says significant flooding is not expected at this time, but water levels are expected to rise in local creeks and streams. That might cause some spillover into natural floodplain areas, including parks and fields. City police have released video footage in hopes of identifying a home invasion suspect. Early Wednesday morning, police say an unknown male smashed a patio door and entered a first-floor apartment on Exmouth Street near Capel Street. The resident was assaulted before the suspect fled the scene. A video was posted on social media late Thursday afternoon. A link is available at sarnianewstoday.ca. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. Sarnia's mayor is welcoming the Biden administration's position on Line 5. It is arguing against shutting down portions of Enbridge's oil pipeline in a brief on transit pipelines between Canada and the United States. Mike Bradley says he welcomes the stance, but wishes it was stronger.
2 years ago, I was working with the federal government, with ministers at the federal level who were pressing them to move forward and say something. They've taken their time, but they're now finally saying that there's an international interest involving Canada, and there could be severe consequences to the relationship between Canada and the United States if this line shuts down.
Bradley hopes the position could influence change from fellow Democratic Party member Gretchen Whitmer, who has continually tried to shut down the pipeline over safety concerns. He says he'd like to see the issue resolved in the next 6 months before the U.S. presidential election. And Indian culture and cuisine is being celebrated this weekend in Sarnia. Culture and Cuisine India is on tomorrow night from 5:30 until 9:30 at the Francophone Community Center on the Rapids Parkway. Spokesperson Manjeet Singh says there will be lots of food and entertainment.
We have the local performers performing and from all over India. And then we have a team of, it's called Bhangra, it's a folk dance of Punjab, and they're coming from Toronto, from GTA. And they will be taking over the stage, basically, and teaching people the moves.
Tickets are available online for $100. Students are $50, and kids 12 and under are free. A link is posted on our website. Periods of rain today with winds out of the west becoming northwesterly up to 80 kilometers an hour. Temperature steady near 7. Periods of rain ending near midnight tonight, then clearing. Northwest winds continuing with a low of 3. Mainly sunny tomorrow, winds out of the northwest, a high of 13. For Sunday, mix of sun and cloud, slight chance of some showers, a high of 15.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.